the old meaty sister banana. She's occupation the house, safety, wellness, nurse practitioner. She has been in the portfolio at the Red Cross for 10 years, taking care of the staff, health, and safety awareness. She's passionate about the job. Sister Banana, did I miss anything in my introduction?
No, thank you, Sadiq. No, you didn't miss anything. You said everything. The only thing that I just can add is that ever since I happened to study here in 2009 at Red Cross Hospital, there was no wellness that was happening. But through a small committee, we started this wellness care of the staff members. And since then, it has been great to be part of with the wellness.
Sister Banana, can you please tell us more about your role at the Red Cross?
Thank you. Well, at Red Cross, I'm employed as an occupational health nurse practitioner. But as I have indicated, that it was through someone who saw that no wellness is happening and there is something lacking. And then we started this wellness. Otherwise, I am occupational health and safety, which I'm looking after the health and the safety of the staff members. So adding the wellness, it is all part. It just becomes one dynamic aspect. So indeed, that's what I am doing in a nutshell. Though if I can go through the health and safety and wellness, it becomes a broader aspect.
Sister Banana, will you please tell us more all about wellness?
Wellness, it is to make your health balanced. We can have, because we know that as a human being, you've got the physical aspect, you've got the emotional aspect, you've got the spiritual aspect, you also have the mind aspect. And to add on, there is finances. We know that in our environment, there's so many risks that we are faced with that cause stresses on us. But if we not taking care of that, then it becomes a train smash. Let's say, for instance, if I may elaborate. A staff member that is here at Red Cross, that person has got so many aspects. Is a mom, is a wife. I'm talking about women. I'm always focusing on women instead of men.
Indeed.
Yes. That person is a wife, is a mom, is also a worker at Red Cross Hospital. Also in the environment has got other portfolios that is operating and in church and wherever. But this person all over, we know that today you even get stress from coming from home, coming to work. Because why? This traffic. So those are the things that we need to talk about in the hospital in order to assist this staff member that is within our work environment in order for her to cope, because the ultimatum is that we need a productive person at work.
Sis, what tips can you give us to stay healthy?
I would say people must first have an insight of what is to be healthy. That is number one. If you've got an insight, you will be able to keep healthy all the time and to keep your wellness up to date. That is first number one. And you look at what you eat. What you eat, you need to know exactly, because we know that we've got portions of in our food, we've got different portions of food that you need to eat. So you need to be aware of mindful of what you're eating. You cannot just eat carbohydrates, sugar, and whatever, and think that you're leading a healthy lifestyle.
Yes.
So it's about healthy lifestyle all the way. So as I have said, physical part, you need to exercise.
Right.
You need to exercise. You need to go for exercise. You can imagine, you can say every 30 minutes a day times three in a week. And that is sufficient. You need to eat healthy. You need to drink water. We know that you need to drink 3 liters of water per day. But
I didn't know that.
Yes, that's what you need to do. 3 liters of water so that your body can be well hydrated. And we know that you need, if your body is sound, it means that also mentally you will be sound. But if there's anything, you know, most this is a body. So if you've got one finger or you've got a pain on your shoulder, it means that everything is just messed up in your body. So that's why we need to exercise, to eat healthy, so as to prevent all the chronic diseases that we know. There's diabetes, there's blood pressures, there's cholesterol, there's whatever. So we need, in reality, to keep to lead a healthy lifestyle. Yes. Especially also, I would also encourage the young people to do so because they are growing. So to have
and to keep them active.
To keep them active. Thank you, Sadiq. You are a young man, I can see. You can even motivate for that. Thank you so much. So I think I've answered your question.
Sister Manolo, we celebrated World Wellness Day on the 7th of April 2019. Why can people raise awareness choices about the health?
Well, if I may say, in the Western Cape, we've got Western Cape on Wellness. What happened on that day, on the 7th, we had a walk. So everybody within the Western Cape was invited to go and do the walk. But when we make choices, we don't make sometimes the right choices because while things are available to us, but we don't grab the opportunity that let's take this and run with it. So yes, in the Western Cape, there is a Western Cape on Wellness, but there's limited people that are attending all the functions that are happening there. Number two, within the government institutions, it doesn't become a routine that we need to have we take wellness into heart. It's about production, production, production. But taking health, it becomes the last in the priority. But thank God that at Red Cross, the managers have bought into the wellness part. It's growing every day, every year. We can see a progress. Yes. But I think in the ultimatum, we will be able. So it is very much important that people, you like, for instance, if you go across the common, you'll find but people are walking in the morning. So that's a good choice that they've made, that they've decided that let's walk every time in the morning, and you can make buddy so that you can walk together, because that boosts your spirit. Sometimes you feel, I still want to sleep a little bit. But if you know that you need to be there at 7 o'clock, you all go. Even at home, there should be choices of foods that are being made. As young people, they need to eat healthy. So I don't know whether I've answered your question, but I think,
Sister Bonobro, you will agree on me on this question. You can't go run to not eat healthy. Also,
definitely you need to balance everything. When you run, you need to have your water because you're going to be dehydrated. And also you need to know that at least have some sweet in the pocket. Let's say you are diabetic, have something in your pocket, because at the in that running, you're going to lose a lot of carbohydrates. So you'll feel shaky.
Yes.
Have something to take.
Are the events at Red Cross promoting health?
Healthy living, yes. What we do, as I've said, that we have Western Cape on Wellness. I am trained as a wellness champion. That was last year. But me and my partner, we are still trying to build up so that what we would like to see happening is that we would like people to come out during their working hours, but not during their tea times and lunch times, to come and have an exercise. So that is still on the plan. But every year, twice a year in July and also in November. We've got wellness days that are happening. In July, we have 2 days of wellness whereby we look at the stuff holistically. We do the blood pressure, the cholesterol, all the vital signs, the blood pressure, the cholesterol, the measurements, that is the height and weight, because we need to check the BMI and advise accordingly.
Yes.
So someone, we've got nurses that are coming, and then someone will go through those people. And then if there's anything wrong, sometimes other people, they do not know that they suffer from diabetes. That will be the first time that they know. Sometimes they don't know about the blood pressure. So after that, they've done that. They come to Dr. Astin, who's our doctor, and then Dr. Astin look at their report and advise accordingly. If they need any diet change, she advises about diet and whatever. And also we will have people from finance and people from the ICAS. We've got ICAS that is outsourced by government, whereby people can even phone them. It's they do everything legally, financially. If you've got social problems, anything that they would want. If you've got somebody that would like to do suicide, they advise you accordingly. So we've got all those things that are in place, and people are utilizing it and are enjoying it to the maximum.
Today we celebrating success. That you are thinking of who's the person that you are thinking of to look up to.
Who, me?
Yeah. Who, like, in other words, who's your example?
As far as wellness is concerned. Are you asking as far as wellness? Well, I think when our president started to be in his portfolio, I think he tried to lead by example, because I remember there was a walk that started in Guguletu and ended up in the Athlone Stadium. He was leading by example to say that people, you can wake up and go and do a walk. It contributes on your wellness. So those are the people that I'm looking at, that people that are focused, people that are able to lead people through being exemplary, but not through giving instructions and sit at the back and do nothing. So I think the president in the whole of the national is a leading example.
Do you have any message for the children in the hospital?
In the hospital, the children that, you mean the children that are in the wards?
Yes.
All right. Well, I think they should not lose hope. They should look beyond their circumstances. Those that can still, that can realize, remember we've got all our categories of ages.
Yes.
They should not be limited by their diseases. And I would also encourage the parents, because the parents sometimes, when you are a parent, you never think that I will have a child that will be sick in hospital. So I would love to say to the parents, they should not give hope for their children. They should also have hope, and through prayer, they can conquer, you know. If them as parents, they must remember that them as parents, they need to be balanced in all aspects. And yes, it is so hard, so, but they need to ask God to lead them in that journey, and all will be well. Because remember, if you're not all right as a parent, you're not happy as a parent, you're transferring that to your child. So it means that the parent should first be the person that will be fine, and then the child will be fine. And also to those children that are knowledgeable, are aware of their situations, I would like to say they must look beyond what is handicapping them at the present moment, and look beyond and know that there is still life beyond what they have.
Is there anything else you would like to say?
I think I've said a lot, Sadiq Man. I think I've covered all your questions.
Thank you, Sister Benona.